back then in high school, I didn't know this was catfishing, but it was me and a group of my friends, a situation with this girl that we didn't like. Then the next thing I know, my friends were like, hey, we created a fake Facebook account. And
aloha. Aloha, Terrell.
Aloha, Deidre.
And aloha to everyone out there, too.
Yes, aloha to you folks.
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right. We are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show,
DT Talks.
Aloha once again.
Aloha friends and family. Welcome back to our new episode of our podcast, DT Talks Season 3. And how are you doing, Deidre, and everyone else?
Now you included everyone else.
Yeah, of
but
course.
That's good, Terrell. Don't forget the others. But yes, I am alive. I was just telling earlier to Terrell about my weird dream. So hopefully that's keeping me awake right now. How are you doing, Terrell?
I'm doing great. I mean, since you talked about the dream, like, we can quickly, like, talk about what you dreamt. Oh. And maybe the audience can know what you dreamt, and then they can decipher what it means.
Oh, yes. So if anyone knows the meaning of dreams, please tell me and DM us or something. Because I just had a weird dream where I'm stuck in a huge palace. Okay, first of all, I'm not rich or royalty. Stuck in this huge palace with 9 other people, and they're not friends of mine. I've seen them before in my life. I don't know where, but I know I've seen them, and they're not friends, but we're apparently close in the dream. And then there's this weird creatures, bad people, trying to come into the palace, chase us and kill us. So some of them hid in this secret cupboard in the palace, which I was feeling Anastasia vibes. They unleashed this weird creatures, huge creatures that's almost like a lion, but it's not. It's really long and it has a weird tail and all that. So if anyone can explain that dream to me, because they're killing us and chasing us, please explain.
Or you just have some kinky dream that you...
Ew!
We'll never know. Okay, we'll just leave it to the comments down below and what they have to say about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let's just get right into the good news.
Okay, here we go. This is Uncle Taro back at it again with another news of our Good News Network. O-R-G.
Mm-hmm. What's the good news?
The good news now is that if you hear the birds chirping here and there, especially the one in Malaysia, you can hear in the morning, you know that bird? Very, very loud. I still don't know the name, but I think that's the very popular bird in Malaysia where you hear every morning.
So sorry, guys. I don't live in like a bird park, but yeah.
So... here in the headline says, being around birds makes us much happier, says new science.
Really?
Yes. You see here, we see them nearly everywhere we go. We hear them every day. Ooh-woo! They live in every environment. And now, 2 new studies have shown their mere presence makes us happier.
Very interesting, because I'm always around these birds when we're doing this recording.
Yes. It's a good sign. It will make you very, very happy. It changes your mindset. Okay, it says here, German research has even found that being surrounded by a wide variety of birds can offer increasing life satisfaction equivalent to $150 per week of added income.
Where's my extra $150?
But it's counted as a happiness. So if you're around birds, you become more happy. It also says here, according to our findings, the happiest Europeans are those who can experience numerous different bird species in their daily life, or who live in near natural surroundings that are home to many species, explains the study's lead author Joel Mathors, professor at Goethe University in Frankfurt. While the bigger picture of nature's restorative properties is likely to involve multiple senses, our study is the first to experimentally manipulate a single one sound in the field and demonstrate its importance to human experience in nature. And then one last part before the ending is that the benefits of birding, hearing their song, noticing the species around us is a good thing too. A recent report from the Udo Melbourne, society found that sales of bird feeders, bird food, and birding apps have all increased during the pandemic. While the participants in the Cornell Lab of Ornithology's annual Global Big Day 2020 shattered all previous records. Now we know all the benefits of hearing, all the things that you're doing, it's actually make you very, very happy. We know in Malaysia there's no nesting season, but in the US, very common to have nesting season for the birds. Says here, nesting season is fast approaching, and with lockdowns continuing in many states and countries, there's never been a better time to take up bird watching. And if you can, to make your property a positive habitat for avians. Okay, so you make sure when you hear ooh, 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 it's a good sign that you are very happy today, okay?
Oh, okay. As long as the bird poop doesn't bother us.
Bird poop comes to you means they have a happy day, more happier than you.
Okay.
Okay, so make sure to go bird watching so that you can become very happy, okay?
All right.
This is all the news from Uncle Taro. Take it away, Deidre.
Oh, okay. So that was interesting about birds. So again, if you guys ever happen to hear birds chirping in the background, I'm sorry, that's from my side because all these birds are always around on our roof here. And I hope it makes us happy because all I know is my mom always gets angry when there's a lot of bird poop around.
Yeah, it takes a hassle to clean them up.
Yes,
sure.
It does. There's definitely all kinds of birds. So now that we've talked about that, let us see who we have as our guest for today's episode.
Yeah, this is just one of our friends from school and I think she has an awesome voice. She's
know,
just
right?
awesome
she
in
does.
General. So we'll have her introduce herself.
Oh, thank you, guys. Aloha, everyone. My name is Vili Maina and I'm from the beautiful islands of Fiji. I'm a political science major, and yeah, I'm a senior here in college.
Oh, that's right, Billy. You're doing political science.
Almost graduating. Oh my goodness.
Wait, when is your last semester?
Supposedly this semester. Mm. But we'll see. Yeah.
So what are you doing now, Billy? Like, what are you working as?
So I work for the new student experience team under the Ho'okele department. And so, yeah, we help new students when they come to college and we help them transition to college life. Tell them, share with them what college life is about, what they're expecting to experience here. And we plan out like awesome fun and games and activities for them.
Awesome. That sounds like a really fun job, to be honest.
Yeah, but with the pandemic, we've been doing virtual events.
That's true.
It has been interesting, but yeah, we got to learn a lot of things as well.
At least it's helped you to improvise, right? To know how to let these students have fun, even though they're not here physically.
That's true.
Yes. And if you all didn't know, when Vili first came to school, her first job was working with me.
Oh, wow, really?
As ushers, yes, at the night show theater.
I'll never forget that. Oh, I love being an usher. I was so sad when I had to leave. Oh,
I know, right? It was a good job, yes.
It was. Yes.
All right. Aw. You see, guys, she's very sweet. That's why you have to have her on this podcast to record with us for this episode. Okay, so now if you've been listening to our episodes this season, you will know what's coming up next because we are getting into the segment of Would You Rather with our guest, get to know Vili a little bit better.
So here we go. First question, Vili. Would you rather read an awesome book or watch a good movie?
I'd watch a good movie.
Ooh,
oh, yeah?
Okay.
Yes.
Like what kind of movie that you would like to watch?
Honestly, I love horror movies.
Oh.
A good horror movie.
Is there a specific one? Or?
I'm a big fan of Conjuring. I've watched Conjuring so many times.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you watch it alone?
Yeah, I watch, watch it alone.
Okay, interesting.
What were you saying, Tara?
I just know like the last two Conjurings was not that good. So like,
oh yeah,
the first two was awesome, and then the last two is like, not really.
I totally agree.
How many
with you.
Are there?
The
there's
was
four,
like,
right? Is that four or three?
I think there's three.
Okay, yeah. Then that means I was wrong then. So the last one was not good. The first two was better.
Yeah, they were really.
Yeah, I've only seen the first two, so I don't.
Yeah, just don't watch the third one then.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, next question. Would you rather make a phone call or send a text message?
Honestly, send a text message.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. You would rather, be the one like, yeah, you know what, like, oh, I feel so nervous right now.
I don't, yeah, if I have to have a conversation with someone, it'll be through messaging. Unless, like, I have the need to call them, and then I'll call.
Yeah.
If not.
This is why I never received a phone call from Billy.
Okay. Yes,
only text messages.
You can testify.
Okay.
Next question. Would you rather be too busy or be too bored?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'd say be bored.
Oh, really?
Be too bored, yeah.
Okay. So you'd rather like find a day to do nothing rather than like busy doing everything?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Especially on a Saturday, I would just stay in my room or sleep.
Good idea.
Sounds nice. Would you rather lose the ability to lie or believe everything you are told?
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. That's a hard one. I can't choose both, so I have to choose one. I would say believe everything you're told.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Honestly, if you tell me something, I would totally believe you.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah, that's true. That's actually true. Knowing Billy, Deidre's, yeah.
Yes.
What did Deidre tell you that make you believe in
hey.
That?
Oh, Deidre always tell me all sorts of things.
Excuse me?
Interesting.
Jeez. I always tell the truth, okay?
Please spill the tea right now. I'd like to hear some things.
I'm sorry, girls talk.
Let's not bring back the past.
Yeah, so I would lose the ability to believe everything until...
Okay. Interesting. The more you know. All right, final question. Would you rather date someone you love or date someone who loves you?
Hard one, huh?
Yeah. So I would say date someone who loves me.
Even if he's obsessed with you and loves you.
I know, that's a really tough one, guys. Would you rather date someone you love or date someone who loves you? Okay, maybe the first one, I'll change it. Sorry.
Okay.
Date someone I love.
I guess, like, if you feel that you love someone, it's better to accept them, right?
Yeah.
And to have them accept you instead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it goes both ways for, like, the individuals.
Oh,
for
yes.
Sure,
so. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's interesting, for sure. But yeah, now that you know everything about Billy and about her secrets and the tea that they're not spilling, that I wouldn't get to know, I guess.
We don't want a dirty and, you know, you spill tea.
Yeah. Now you know how she's like and how you're gonna have her in this specific episode. Really, is this your first time in being a guest in the podcast?
Yeah, I've never done this before, so I feel really honored to be joining you guys today. So thank you.
Definitely.
Are you excited? Thank you for...
I'm really excited.
Thank you, Billy, for accepting this invitation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because one of my friends did it. And so it's just like, it's Deidre. I wonder when is she going to message me?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought about it and I was like, oh, maybe. And then, yeah, you messaged like this week and I was like, oh.
I just thought of you, Billy. I was like, you'll be perfect for this.
Oh, yeah. She's very perfect for this. I don't know how perfect, but like from Deidre's terms, she's perfect.
Wow.
Well, now, this episode, we're just talking about a very interesting topic called Have You Been Catfished?
That's right. Okay, so for you guys, have you personally heard of the term catfish before?
Yeah. I've heard about catfishing and I've heard stories from my friends that have been catfished. And yes, I feel like it's just, I don't know. Why would people do that?
Interesting. We're going to get into that for sure. Yeah. But for me, like, I didn't hear anything, the term called catfish until I watched a TV show called Catfish.
Oh, you watched it too?
Yeah, I watched it on MTV. Like, one day I was just like turning the channel on Astro and I'm like, oh yeah, there's this interesting show called Catfish. It's very complicated on that sense, but it might be easier in a different context these days.
For those who may not know catfish, let me just explain to you. The term catfish It came from first 2010 film, which was called Catfish, and it later became the MTV American reality show that Terrell talked about. And it was called Catfish, the TV show. So the term catfish came from the title from the 2010 documentary where filmmaker Neve Shulman, he discovers that the woman that he's been carrying an online relationship with, she was not honest in describing herself.
Ooh.
And so, yeah, the TV show was then created by Neve. He was like, okay, he had this experience, so he decided to create this with his friend Max. But then now the new season, it's Neve and Cammy or something. And then on the internet, how they describe the term catfish, it's someone who creates fake personal profiles on social sites and they use someone else's pictures, false biographical information to pretend to be someone else. These catfish, they usually intend to trick an unsuspecting person or more into falling in love with them. So, Billy, have you ever watched a TV show or documentary film before?
No, honestly, I just learned that there's a TV show that's called Catfish.
Are you serious?
I had no idea.
It's okay. That just means it's not as popular in another country and all that.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Because I know, Terrell, you mentioned you watched it, yeah?
Yeah, but not like the whole series or whatnot. Just probably like 2 to 3 episodes. I kind of didn't understand at that point.
Okay. Yeah.
This is really interesting. I'm going to go look it up.
You should. Yeah. I actually love that TV show. I watched it a lot when I was younger with my sister. It was actually a perfect time to watch it and I watched it.
Yeah, if you watch 90 Day Fiancé, have you watched that before, by the way?
Oh my goodness, I'm watching that now.
So I've watched like short videos of it on Facebook.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched like a whole episode or season.
Okay, you need to do that, but because it's very similar to Catfish and I'm like, the drama's there, the tea is there, getting spilled all over the place.
There's always drama, yeah.
Yeah, like nonstop, and it's very interesting because like, you never know who the person is. And it's the same thing with 90 Day Fiancé. You don't know who's that fiancé is and somehow they're talking online. Actually, if you think about it, it's basically the same thing. Except you actually meet the person and you confirm that that's the person for 90 Day Fiancé. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of catfishing on that show as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys have given me ideas as well.
Yes, now Billy's really going to stay in her room and watch.
No, really?
The more you know, the more you know.
That's true.
Okay, well, since we now know the meaning of the term catfish, where it came from, shall we get into our next segment, Terrell?
Yeah, we'll just have to see, you guys can see, but...
Yes.
We just have to hear what our friends have to say in terms of catfish and how they've experienced it or how their friends experienced it. And yeah... Here we go.
Okay, so I don't believe I ever have been catfished before. Just because I think those stuff are mostly on dating app or friends app or stuff like that. And I never have those kind of interaction or try to make friends online. I prefer in persons and most of my friends are like that too. I never done that to anyone before, so.
I personally have not been catfished ever before, but I have a friend who have been catfish after we graduated from high school. Me and my friends thought it's a great idea to start dating girls and start downloading Tinder and dating apps. We got engaged into this dating app and my friend actually went on this date with this girl that he's been talking to for about 2 to 3 weeks, right? She has mutual friends and we thought that she is the person who we thought she would be. My friend went on the date with her and ended up not being the person who they thought she was. It was awkward and yeah, they never talked again, ever.
So I have never been catfished before. To be honest, I don't really know what this means. I think I have met someone who has been catfished before. It was pretty interesting. I think my friend, he was using his profile and talking to this other girl online, like an online dating app. And apparently this girl was like, it was like a fake profile. So I have never catfished anyone before. I would love to try it though.
Hi D, when I was very young, about the age of 15, 16, if not mistaken, do you remember that website Tagged, Tagged? There are no one guy. He introduced himself as Indian actor. Then that time, I don't know who he was, that actor. So he was not that, you know, like that famous yet. So then he said, he claimed that it was him for past 5 months or so. Then at the end, he came out clean lah. But then we just stay in touch as friends on that period of time. After 2-3 weeks of that, everything ended. So there was one, which is scary. 100%, cannot believe nowadays. Do I know anyone? No, not personally. But I'm sure it happens a lot out there. Everyone's trying to be, they're not comfortable about themselves and, you know, like their thing. So they like to be someone they are not, or someone they wanted to be, to make them feel more comfortable and confident. So that's one of it. The third question, have you ever catfished anyone before? No, I don't want to. So that's all.
Hey Terrell, thanks for asking me again to be in your podcast. So have I ever been catfished before? No, I don't think I've ever been catfished before. At least I can't recall. Do I know anyone who has been catfished? Yes, I do. I did have one friend who was catfished. They met this other person, we'll call them Person B, on dating website, and their profile photos, when they met in person, they realized that their profile photos were actually much older. And since the photos, Person B had gained a fair amount of weight, and so they looked different in real life than they did in the photos. Have I ever catfished anyone before? I have not, but I do know someone who has catfished before. However, this person didn't catfish out of malicious intent, but more to learn about what it's like to be someone from a different demographic from their own online.
Wow. That was actually interesting, because it's either you hear a person has been catfished or they know someone who has been catfished.
Yeah, I guess it is a very common term these days. Like, maybe back then it's like not very common because the internet days haven't like kind of existed yet. And the internet is not old too. It was born in the late 90s. So it is a very common thing these days. And it's good to talk about it, you know. We don't talk about this every day with our parents or something, right?
Oh, no. Never talk about this, my parents.
Oh, yeah. Never.
Same. That's true what Tyrell said. It's something that people don't really talk about nowadays.
Yeah.
What do you think about what everyone said about catfishing earlier?
Oh, it's very interesting. Like how all of them said that they haven't been catfished, but they know someone that did and like shared the experiences. No one would want to go through that experience, but I guess it just happens. And yeah, I'm like, I don't really know what to say about it.
It's okay, because like you'll hear some interesting stories from each of us. I mean, like I do have a story, and it didn't happen to me personally because I want it to happen. So let me tell you guys a story. So this was back in 2018, 2019, one of those years. So this happens to a lot of people. Just letting you guys know, like, it happened to anyone who has Facebook or Instagram and all that. Randomly one day, there's this like really beautiful girl that just added me on Facebook, and then she just started talking.
Where's she from?
Initially she said she's from Oregon, Portland, Oregon, going to university there. Or like in the Facebook information, it's not very accurate because she said she's from Portland, but she's going to school in California. As I talked to her, and I'm like, I know this was a scam. This is going to be a scam, or like it's a catfish-based kind of thing. It's going to be a scam. But I want to fall for it. And I wanted to see where I can go and how far can it go. So we've been talking for like 2 days, I think, like 2 days straight, and kept texting and texting back. And then like somehow she wanted to add WeChat. So WeChat is a social media app from China, and people in Asia and Southeast Asia uses it because you can
ping. And she's from Oregon.
Yes, she's from
people
Oregon.
People from Oregon don't use that.
I mean, she is Asian, so I can like guess at least she's like, maybe she uses it because she claims that she's half Chinese, half Filipino. So I was like, okay, yeah, sure, why not? And and funny enough, like a few days later, she texted, like she said like, oh, actually, you know, do you want to see something? I'm like, oh, see what? She's like, oh, I can be topless and then I can show you. I'm just saying this because I wanted to see if she's going to do it. Since we exchanged WeChat information, and then you're allowed to video call each other. So when I video called her, she was topless. with a bra. So
oh.
Yeah. So like
and... showstoppers with a bra.
And I was like,
haha, I caught you guys. Anyways, yeah. And it was only like for 5 seconds and I could tell just enough that that's not the person that's in the picture.
Oh, really?
Yes. And like, interesting enough, I kind of could tell that she's Filipino. Not saying all Filipinos are like that. Sorry if you guys get the impression like that. Not all Filipinos
are like that.
But you do get some impressions off of social media. What happened after that? And then she's like, oh, I want to see you like naked too. Like, can you, do you mind sending a picture? Do you mind showing a video? I'm like, you know, I told her a hard, cold truth. I told her, you know, I really admire girls who, so as in like they would be willing to not show their body for gain. So I told her that, and then she's like, oh, you don't like me, you hate me, I show you my body and you don't like me. I'm like, well, this is what my belief is, and I don't believe women should use their body for money, and I don't think what you did was right. And then she's like, well, you're not fun, I don't like you anymore, and then goodbye. I was like, okay, but the story doesn't end there. The next day, she texted me again. She's like, you know, sorry that I did this to you. I know I shouldn't do this at all. Like, I know because you're Christian, maybe this because you do this. But I need your help. I need you to send money to me.
Oh.
And then I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. Like, and then what's the reason? She's like, well, I have a family in Philippines and my aunts really need my help. And I don't have a lot of money, but I need like you to help me send money. And I was like, I already know it's a trap. But then you know what I did? I went for it and see what it's like, what it's going to be like. And so she sent me the address information and I'm like, okay, I can send you 50 ringgit. So just so you guys know, don't do the things that I just did. Please don't do it on what I did. And I did send money. The good part about it is that I know how to send money to another country now without using a bank. Like you can use, they wire money to another country. So that's what it does. So I know how to do that now. So after what I did for her, and then she's like, yeah, oh, this 50 ringgit should help my family at least. And then the next day, my friend contacted me. He's like, hey, do you know this girl on Facebook? I think you're mutual friends with her. I'm like, oh yeah, like, I don't know if she's real or not. I think she's fake. And she's like, yeah, you're probably right, because she's been, I think she's asking around like for money. And then she asked me for money. So I'm like, huh, so you're lying, huh? You say you have, I'm the only one who needs help, but you're going around scamming people, catfishing and scamming people. So yeah, and then like reported this on Facebook, and she's no longer existed on earth. The interesting part is the next day also I saw the news that picture was a social media influencer in the Philippines. So I'm like, bruh, you can claim that being you and just like pretend that the person you're not and then just fool people around with money, scamming them, you know?
I know, that's terrible.
Yeah,
but this really happened to you.
Yeah. But I'm glad it happened though, just so you guys can recognize, and I already recognize as well that scammers are real in Facebook and all social media platforms. But what do you guys think of my story?
crazy.
Yeah, but I'm glad you were honest with her when she like asked you.
So yeah, that's true. Kind good of, on you, Terrell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ended up in a good note at least, right?
Yeah, that's true. Later on, you get to find out who she really was.
Yeah, I won't want to know anyways. I think she's a big jerk. <true. laughs> Scamming people. What do you think, Deidre, about this story?
Oh, like I said, crazy. That's all I can say. Especially when it involves money. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. That's just,
yeah. Luckily, I didn't send a lot of money. Like, that was just a very small portion. It's like $15 in America. So, it's still money, but...
That's true.
But my mindset on that time, I was like, okay, like, since this person needs help, you know, I can only offer so much service, right? Not saying that you guys should do it. Don't do it, guys. Okay, I'm just doing it because I feel like I can help. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I want to see where she can go more after this. So, yeah, now you know.
Yeah. Just be careful, guys.
You have to recognize that some profiles on Facebook, Instagram are fake and they're very obvious. And this happened a lot to me also, like when I'm here in BYU Hawaii, not the people here at this school specifically, but people at me on Facebook saying like, oh, like I'm so lonely. Like, I want to see you. I'm like, I'll be like, I'm in the bathroom. Like, do you really want to see me? She's like, yeah, I want to see you naked. I'll show you my naked body. I'm like, bruh.
Oh my God.
Like, this happens so much for men. I can see why, because like, you know, a lot of men are sometimes unfortunately very lonely and their lives are getting busier. They don't have a partner in their life. So I can see why, how they can get into that trap of getting catfish and believing that that person is real, because like, you know, anything can be real these days, or fake, more fake than real. It's recognizable, and you guys should be looking around and be careful of what's gonna happen, because at the end of it, they might even blackmail you. because of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, really, like, go ahead.
No, I was going to talk about like social media and Facebook. I don't know. For me, I can just tell if someone has a fake account or if they just created it. So mm-hmm. I'd only accept people that I know. And if I don't know them, I just delete it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even good. Though we have mutual friends, I'm like, sorry, I don't know you.
Yeah, I was like, why should you accept them? You don't really know them, so...
Yeah, the other day I was going through my Facebook friends list and there's over 2,000 people and I was like, whoa, that's a lot of people. And so I had mm-hmm. to delete like almost over 1,000 friends because I had no idea who they were.
Thank goodness I'm not one of them.
Oh, don't worry, if you're still my friend,
Oh, Billy, do you ever have any experience of being catfished?
No, I don't have an experience of someone catfishing me, but back then in high school, I didn't know this was catfishing, but it was me and a group of my friends. Yeah, we had like a situation with this girl that we didn't like.
Oh.
And so, yeah, well, it wasn't my idea, but then the next thing I know, my friends were like, hey, we created a fake Facebook account and we're this guy and we're chatting with her and we want to see you, like, so yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I just thought of it like when you guys were like talking, I was like, wait.
Did your friend get like fell for it though? Like,
yeah,
did she believe
did.
It? Oh my
she
goodness.
She fell for it now. But then later on, like we just... I think she found out. She knew that it was us. But okay. Yeah, I felt
she
really
played
good.
Along.
She played along, yeah.
What was the traits though? Like what made like make her very interested in this fake person?
The Facebook account that we created.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was just we pretended to be a guy. Like yeah. this guy that was going to a famous boys' school in Fiji.
Oh wow.
So yeah, there was like I didn't know where my friends got peaches from and stuff, but his account looked legit.
Wow.
Yeah.
So but now thinking back, I was like, oh, wish we didn't do that, but back then we didn't know it was catfishing.
But then like was there any like was she angry at you guys when you did that?
No, I think she found out after high school because it was our last year of high school.
Ah,
yeah,
okay.
So she found out like later on when we've all graduated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I see. It's actually similar to something I experienced.
Oh, I'd like to hear your story now. What do you have, Deidre?
Okay. No, I actually have quite a few catfish stories, but I'll tell the one that's similar to Billy's.
Okay.
So when I was 15, yeah, I'm not the same person as I was. I was really big, fat, dark, very... I don't have many friends. I just have a few close friends from high school and we go to an all-girls school, yeah? There's this one guy that me and my two other friends, we were very much interested in, like we had a crush on him. He's a foreigner. And again, we're not in the same school. We're in a girls school. So we try to figure out how we could talk to him and... We don't want to add him in our personal Facebook accounts because we feel like he doesn't know us that way and he won't accept us and like we don't think we look pretty or whatever compared to his friends that we see that he's always surrounded with. So what we did, we decided to try create a fake Facebook account just to be able to be friends with the guy on Facebook. That's all we wanted because, you know, the profile is like private and we just like we want to know him and see what he likes to do. And we all created this one profile. Three of us have like the access to it, the password and all.
Yeah.
And we made the girl to be a foreigner as well.
Oh.
Yeah, we made her to be a foreigner. I wasn't the one who got the pictures. My friend did. She thinks she got the pictures on someone else's Facebook, but she took it from different people. So she took like photos where like the person is socializing with others. So it looks like it's not just the person's selfies, just the person's photos, like they're surrounded by people. She took those photos, she added them in, and then we started adding random people from the place that we're creating this fake profile. So it'll seem like, yeah, she's from there because she's friends with people from there. And surprisingly, those people accepted that friend request. So we're like, okay, it's actually making it legit. We created her and then we tested it out. We're like, okay, let's try and see if the guy will accept this friend request because she's a really pretty girl. She's also a foreigner. So we did that and then he actually accepted it. And then we were like, oh, okay, he accepted it. And then that's when we just started like going through his profile just to see more about him. And we never dared to create a chat with him or message him, but we just used it to just see who he, like, what he's up to. Honestly, after that experience, I felt so bad, like, so weird. Like, I felt this was, like, wrong. It's not nice to do that. Like, I noticed how easy it is to do it as well. So we just stopped doing it. I actually forgot the password and everything. So I don't know if it was ever deleted, that account. But we just stopped after that. I was technically catfishing.
Well, you technically are.
Oh, DJ Jackson.
Wow. How could
guys,
you fool
just
someone?
Like, you know, I was 15. We were all crushing on this guy. Okay. We were not trying to get money. We were not trying to show ourselves topless or whatever. So that's what we did, just to get to know this guy. But yeah.
You do crazy things when you're a teenager.
I know. Exactly.
Girl, yeah. So naughty.
Hey, I had my own catfishing experience, okay? Because, like, my friend in the audio clips we listened, she got catfished from this website called Tagged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you guys heard of it before? Tagged?
Nope. No.
Nope.
Oh, okay. So it's somewhat like MySpace, but so it's old. More of like, yeah, it's really old, mm-hmm. but it's for dating someone. So you click to find people from different countries and you add them as a friend. And if you click that you like them, you're interested in them, and then you see if they click back, then they can message you on that site.
Interesting.
So that's what I also created last time, my tag profile and my friend. And there's a lot of guys catfishing. You know, the emo scene people, you know? Yeah, yeah. Yes. So there's a lot of those.
Those were the days.
Sites. Yeah, like MySpace era and all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was a lot, because one of the guys as well, he added me. He claims he's from Canada. He was 17 and I was 14 or 15 years old at time. He added me back then. We had MSN, you know MSN?
Of course.
Yes. So, like, we would use that to chat outside of the website. We'll chat, or you can, I think you can call also.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Yeah. So we called, but then one of the guys, that one from Canada, we found out that he's actually like a 60-year-old man.
Oh.
I know. It was interesting.
That's very irritating, disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right? Especially being that old, preying on young girls yeah. from different countries. Because
yeah.
I put my real country in everything, so...
Yeah. You know what I just found out? Is that I searched it up online in Google. It's like catfishing illegal. So I looked it up. It says, catfishing in itself is not illegal. The act of using another's picture... and talking people online is not against the law, but it is often a step towards illegal activity. So that's
true,
the interesting
true.
Part. Like, imagine if they made a law for it and like...
oh my gosh.
I mean...
Everyone will get...
I know.
Yeah,
there's a lot of fake accounts out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but it's a good way for safety, right? Like, and a lot of people can recognize this. Like, young girls wouldn't know, like, this hot guy, probably same age as her, but like, in reality, this is probably the very old guy, like you said, like 60 years old, and then like abducts you or kidnaps you, and what happens after that?
Yes,
so,
exactly.
So
yeah.
These days, it's very dangerous for like anyone to do this, like whether you be a teenager or young adult or even an adult, anything can happen to you. You gotta know the signs of catfishing and how what they're doing that leads you to illegal activities like drugs or even getting kidnapped. You know, those are very bizarre things. So this is not just for the girls, this is boys and girls, because I'm you know, I'm one of the examples of like deliberately getting fooled. But still, you gotta show this, you gotta know the signs of getting catfished.
Funny you should mention that when you say bizarre, because you guys, I have two stories that I want to share you, not my stories this time.
Okay.
These are two crazy catfish stories from the internet, and I just want to get your reaction from these stories, okay?
Sure.
So here's the first one. When Thomas Montgomery started chatting with a teenage girl he met in a chat room named Talhot Blonde, I don't know how to pronounce it, he lied and he told her he was 18 instead of 47. Together, the two had a cyber affair that lasted until Thomas's wife found out.
Oh, wow.
Realizing he could no longer pursue the relationship anymore, Thomas came clean about his real age. Horrified, the teen turned her attention to Thomas's 22-year-old co-worker, Brian. Okay, so because like she found out his real age, she's like, okay, I'm going to go after someone else. So she went after his co-worker, Brian. As the two grew closer, Thomas became violently jealous. In 2006, as Brian sat in his car, Thomas shot him with a sniper rifle. As investigators arrived at the scene and started questioning co-workers, they learned about the love triangle. So worried about Talha Blonde's safety, police arrive at her home where they found not a teenager, but Mary Shield, a middle-aged mom. It turned out that Mary had been pretending to be her teenage daughter and was catfishing the two men all along.
What the heck?
Oh my goodness.
Now Thomas is serving a 20-year sentence, and although Mary was never convicted of anything, her daughter and husband no longer speak to her.
Wow.
Twisted.
What the tables have turned.
I know.
It's not cool. Right? It's like a catfish was catfishing another catfish.
Yeah.
Catfishception. Wow. Crazy.
But it's sad. Someone got shot, you know?
Yeah.
Thomas got shot.
So sad that it had to lead like into a terrible incident.
I know. Crazy.
Now we know like where this kind of activities can lead to, you know,
yeah.
If you're not
exactly,
aware of what's, what's happening in catfishing, then, you know, it will lead to these kind of things.
That's so true. Like, because it, you know, the idea of it is it maybe seem fun and it's like, yeah, you know, no one's going to get hurt. But
it's exciting.
Yeah. Like the more you get into it, it's just.
Yes, exactly. That's a good
end up
point.
In, like, in a really messy situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Ah, I have one more story. Okay, this one is not as crazy. Okay,
okay.
This one's kind of different.
Yep.
This next one is doozy. Candick is a 24-year-old wife and mother who is carrying an online relationship of sorts with a man she met on a retail app that she uses for work. He was interested in a handbag that she was selling, and apparently the two began talking consistently after that. She was hoping to meet him with Neve and Max, the catfish TV show hosts. She was hoping to meet this guy and without telling her husband. By the end of the season, it is revealed that the man she had been speaking to was actually her husband all along.
Whoa.
Who was looking to grow closer to his wife. In the end, it actually brought them closer together, shockingly.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
What are your thoughts on this one?
I'm just like, well, I'm glad it worked out for them, but yeah, that's kind of like.
But the thought that she kept was like keeping it a secret in the first place, like, you know, having this online relationship.
I wonder, like, what the husband must have thought about, like, while he was doing that.
Interesting.
But then in the end, he was okay with it, and they're closer now.
I don't know how I should feel about this. I feel weird if I'm doing it, to be honest. Like, if I'm married and I'm trying to pretend someone that I'm not, and then
so
trying
true.
To text someone, then I'm like, it makes me lose trust somehow. I don't know.
Exactly.
I'm not in that position before, so I can't tell too much.
That's what I feel.
So, I mean, the husband, if I was the husband, I'd be like, wait, so she likes young boys? But
I know.
Anyways.
Yep.
I mean, it is kind of human nature kind of thing. We like exciting things. We like people who are young, who are lively, wild and free. I can see why people can get caught up so easily, especially to the older people and the youngest people who does not recognize this.
Because they're caught in the routine, like always the same routine all the time. And,
exactly. Yeah. And I guess that's just how they're like this. We kind of talked about this already. So what do you think someone can do to be aware of whether they are being catfished or not?
I guess it's just paying attention to the situation or like getting to know the person even more. Like for me, if I know if it's a fake account or like if I'm already, if that person messages me, then I'm like, wait, so I'd ask them questions like where you're from, like how do you know me? Just get that enough information. Like, get to know the person. And if you think that you know enough information about them and you know you don't know them, then just stop talking to them. the one thing you can do as well is talking to your friends about it. You can tell your friends like, hey, do you know this person? Let your friends know, because then they'd help out as well.
I think
always video call.
Yeah.
Always
make sure they send you like a video call.
I mean, like, it's safe to do it, but at the same time you might end up with a situation with mine. So
yeah, I know.
Nobody wants to see anyone naked, okay?
No, but I'm just saying, because I know I've got people flashing at me before I've done that. But you disgusting. Have to know as well who it is. Especially if they're trying to avoid video calling you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it goes both ways. I feel like it's not safe for video calls at all. Like,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Have someone with you in the video call. Like, okay, you know, yes. Don't do it alone.
Okay,
Have a friend with you.
Like, tell your friends, you know, especially in the halls. Like, if someone, like, messages, I'd go and tell my friends. Be like, hey, do you guys know this person? Or guess what? This person just messaged me.
Ew.
The more you tell your friends, like, don't do it alone. Like, don't get to know a person random. Don't get to know them alone, but tell people like, hey, I met this person, I actually met online.
I guess like the other part is you got to be careful on who you're meeting with online, because you know, like, these days we put out our profiles so easily, like on Facebook and Instagram and on, let's say you're on dating apps, Tinder and all that. You gotta be careful of what information you put in, because like, either people will mimic your profile or they're gonna one day show up at your doorstep, you know.
Exactly.
You don't want that happening to you, for sure, because one precaution that you should make that I was taught really young is that whenever you have your own social media, try not to put all information, not all full information. If you want to be like cool and all that, show like certain information on where you are, where you're from and all that, just put that one place. Let's say you're from Hawaii, you just put you're from Hawaii and that's it. Don't want to put anything else, because chances are people can find you very easily. And any other information like your birthday, your phone number, your email and whatnot, try not to put those as well, because again, they might contact you, harass you, blackmail you. So you don't want that happening to you, for sure. So you gotta very be careful. Who knows what these scammers or people who are catfishing to you right now, what they're doing, and you're not aware of it. And one day, again, you might get abducted or kidnapped. So you don't want that happening, for sure.
It'll
be a movie.
Yeah, that's to the extreme cause, but it might happen. Yeah. So you gotta be careful, friends and family, when you're setting up your own accounts on social media.
Yeah,
and also, don't just accept anyone.
True. I mean, I was just gonna say, like, also with technology nowadays, there's a lot of dating apps.
Yeah.
I don't know, on Facebook alone, they have advertisements and you'd be scrolling and be like, oh, join this dating app, you know, someone met here. But yeah, just be careful, like, don't fall for those kind of things. And just, don't do dating apps. They're sketchy.
Very sketchy,
for sure.
I know they are. But like, again, it's your choice. But we're giving you advices in order for you to avoid these situations, you know.
Yes.
We don't want you to get hurt. We want you to be safe, and we want you to feel that people are not like fully around with your life, you know. I guess that's basically the end of the episode. So I mean, we already talked about our main takeaway, like, we got to be careful on, you know, getting catfished online and in real life as well.
We had those crazy stories as well.
Yes, definitely. How do you feel now, Vili, being at the end of the episode?
I feel like, this was very informative, and I feel like I learned a lot as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Honestly, I've never really talked about catfishing like this intense with anyone. Like, because people just don't talk about it. But I'm glad that we did have this conversation, and just sending out that awareness to people that it is real, and you just gotta be careful with things that you do.
Exactly. Amen to that. Just like
amen.
That.
Amen. I completely agree with what Vili and Jarell said. Just be careful, guys. Try to add people, accept people that you personally know. You don't have to have a lot of friends on your social media accounts. Mm-hmm. Don't bother about that. Just be surrounded by people you know and you can trust. Because I also have to do some cleaning off in my friends list. For sure.
Well, yeah, that's for sure. And like, definitely, if you were want to add that person on Facebook or on Instagram, following them, you got to make sure you already met them in real life, talk to them face to face. before anything else happens. That's a good sign that at least you can be safe with this person. Not completely safe, but safe enough that you'll say like, okay, I know this person.
The internet is a dark place.
Yeah, for sure. Well, friends and family, we hope that you learned a great lesson about catfishing here today. It's a very interesting topic for sure, and it's a very modern thing of our in our society right now. So you better be careful and always stay vigilant and always be aware of your surroundings.
Especially nowadays, I know the lockdown, people are resorting to online profile, so there's actually more catfishing going on right now.
Yeah, that's definitely
Friends
and family, thank you so much for listening to our podcast DT Talks Season 3. We hope you enjoy what we have talked about here today about catfishing, and please be sure to follow us on our social media platform, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music as well. So thank you so much for listening, and this has been
DT Talks. We're done.
Mahalo. Bye.